Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, if someone splits my heart into two parts, he will see La ilaha illallah engraved on one part and Muhammadur Rasulullah on the other part. Tajdari Ahle Sunnat, the beloved son of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Mufti Azam Hind Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says in Samane Bakhshish,
Khuda ek par ho to ek par Muhammad, agar qalb apna dopara karun main, dopara karun main.
In the eyes of the eminent and respected scholars and saints of his time, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was the greatest devotee of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was often found sad in grief of being away from the beloved and blessed Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Whenever Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh read the blasphemous statements written by the paid blasphemers, tears would well up in his eyes. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh forcefully confute, that means prove them to be wrong, so that they would oppose him by their writings and speeches rather than greatest Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh often felt proud that Allah Azza wa Jal has made him a shield for the protection of the glory of the noble Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam in those times. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh would confute their blasphemous statements forcefully and vigorously, so that they would use their energy against him and they would not blaspheme the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Sallam at least for some time. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says in Hadaike Bakhshish,
Karun tere naam pe jaafida, na bas ek jaan do jahan fida, do jahan se bhi nahi jee bhara, do jahan se bhi nahi jee bhara, karun kya karodo jahan nahi.
Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala never let the poor go empty handed. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh would always help them. Even in the last moments of his life, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh made a will to his relatives to look after the poor, serve delicious food to them, and never rebuke them. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh would often remain busy writing the compiling books. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh would always offer salah with jamaat in masjid. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh would eat very little food.